I need to get back into the medical profession in some aspect, but I want to do it with something that makes me feel good. Sure. When I go to work every day, I need a change in my life.
Something to be passionate about.
Yeah, life exactly. is too short.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money, it's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams. Good morning, Colleen. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
This is our weekly podcast talking about the $16 billion booming medical aesthetics industry. We're interviewing people who are in the industry, success stories, kicking butt, and people that are stepping into the industry. So I want to talk to you today because I met you how many days ago?
About nine.
9 days ago, right? And you were here taking the two-week cosmetic laser training program, correct?
Correct.
In Arizona. And I know you said you were born in Germany long ago, kind of military family, right?
Yes.
Ended up in Alaska. How long were you in Alaska for?
I was actually in Alaska for most of my life up until 5 years ago.
Okay, so all the high school and first jobs and that kind of thing?
High school, raised children. As soon as my children were old enough, I said, see ya.
Right, and how old are your kids now?
30. 26.
How is that possible? Because you look 30. I don't see how that's possible. 30, 26, and?
And twins that are 25.
Awesome. And you told me that I think you went into nursing at a young age. Is that correct?
I did.
Okay. So you studied nursing in college and became a hospital nurse or?
Yes. The licensed practical nurse. I was at that hospital for 12 years.
In Alaska?
Yes.
Okay. And what type of nursing were you doing?
Labor and delivery, but I also floated to med-surg, pediatrics, NICU.
Okay. So we're not, no Botox, no lasers, no aesthetics. This is all hospital stuff.
Yes.
Okay, and then how did your career evolve? You went from nursing, and then what happened after that with your life, with jobs, family, moving? What was the evolution of you?
Well, I decided that I was a little bit burnt out on nursing, okay. So I did try some travel nursing to see if that might keep me in the game.
Yeah,
and it didn't. So I took a break, went into marketing for a while.
Was this in your 30s or?
This was actually just 5 years ago.
Okay.
So I'm trying not to give away my
age. Yeah, I was going to say, you're looking at, I think, okay, her kids 30 and 26, so you probably had kids. So if you had kids at 10, that'd make you 40, right?
Right.
Okay, so travel nursing didn't work out.
Didn't work out, so I went into marketing for a while.
Okay, and what kind of marketing?
And it was for real estate, actually.
Okay, cool.
So I was working with brokers and agents.
Helping them sell homes.
Helping them market themselves, actually.
And how did your life journey go from marketing to ending up here in the aesthetic laser business?
So, not this Christmas, but the Christmas before, my dad was in the hospital.
I'm sorry.
And he was very sick, unfortunately. He did.
What did he have?
He had, he was paraplegic, okay, and had been paralyzed from the waist down since I was 21 years old.
Was that an accident?
Snow machine accident in Alaska, yes.
Wow.
He liked to ride.
Wow.
Yeah, he liked to ride. And but he was very independent. He was he was young. When he ended up in the hospital this last time, he was 65.
Okay.
Young guy. So we were planning his move out here because, you know, he knew that he was getting to a point where he needed a little
This was
bit.
A year or two ago? Or?
This was not this Christmas, but the Christmas prior.
Okay. So you're going to move the dad out here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we had been planning that. And about 2 days after that conversation, I got a phone call from the doctor up there. Mm-hmm. Telling me that I should probably get on a flight.
Did he say why?
Because my dad's blood pressure had bottomed out and they were going to admit him to ICU.
Wow.
So I did get to talk to my dad at that time and let him know that I was on my way.
Okay.
So by the time I got there, he was on life support.
Oh, no.
And we spent about a week like that. He knew I was there. They had brought him out of sedation, and he knew I was there.
So was he coherent, or could he?
He was coherent.
Okay.
In fact, by the end of the week, he was actually starting to breathe on his own, and the doctors can tell that by the breathing machine. And So I was, you know, conversing with him, and he would blink his eyes, and he was very much with me.
Okay.
Got to the point where he was breathing about 80% on his own, and at that point, the doctor said, you know, we need to give him a chance. Mm-hmm. It's time to remove it. He's predominantly breathing on his own. We need to trial him. And I, but I also knew at this point, you know, his body had taken such a hit. I was going to have one of his hands amputated. I mean, there were several things that happened to his body in this process and all the medication that they had to give him. And I knew that his quality of life for him would be even, you know, worse than it was.
Sure.
And so I said to him, you know, are you ready to do this? And he said, yep.
Okay.
And I said, and if it doesn't work, can we put it back in? And he said, no.
The doctor said no.
My dad said no.
Your dad said
no. He blinked his eyes at me that, basically, no, if I can't do this, don't do this to me. I don't want to live my life with this quality. So the doctor said, well, let's trial him. And I said, well, it's not a trial. If he doesn't do it, you know.
He doesn't want to, yeah.
So he was ready. He let me know he was ready, my dad. And so we removed it. And with my nursing background, they allowed me to do his suctioning.
Okay.
And I did that for about 2.5 hours. And he just couldn't do it anymore. So I just told them to stop. And we put him on an IV morphine drip. And I laid in bed with him, and I had him for about another 24 hours. So I was there when he passed. And then after that, I had to make my way back to Fairbanks to his house, which right was before, about 8 hours later, hours away.
If I may ask, right before he passed, was he coherent a little bit, holding your hand, or how was that last few moments for you?
Was laying in his arms.
He was aware you were there? Good. Okay. Well,
So
how did that take you from Alaska to here to cosmetic lasers?
So I came back. Finally, I had a break. I got to come back. My job said, do you want to come back? And I said, no. I need to get back into the medical profession in some aspect, but I want to do it with something that makes me feel good when I go to work every day. I need a change in my life.
Something you can be passionate about. Something you can be
passionate about.
Yeah,
life
exactly.
is too short to do something that you're just, you know, getting up and saying, oh, it's another day. I can't wait till Friday.
So putting aside the craziness and the really rough situation you went through, the nursing job wasn't passion for you. That wasn't like, wake up, I want to go to work, this is awesome, this is fun. You weren't living that world of
no,
the job.
No, it was, what can I do to, you know, kind of still get back into that medical field, but
Have fun
and make me feel good and help someone else feel good about themselves.
And did you know anything about aesthetics or lasers at that point in
time? Well, two of my sisters are actually aestheticians.
Oh,
and they said, why don't you do this?
So they were doing facials and peels and all those things in Alaska? Or where were they?
No, they actually, both of them went to school here.
A national laser?
And they, no.
Oh, in Arizona?
They didn't do laser.
Okay, they did aesthetics.
That's what's separating us.
So they did aesthetics in Arizona.
They did aesthetics here.
Got
and
it.
Then, now one of them is a business owner in Portland, and they both live in Portland, actually.
Got it.
So I was like, what amazing idea. And I said, but I got to go beyond facials.
Right.
I want to go beyond that.
More medical. Yeah.
Yes. So I did graduate. I just took part of my state boards last
Saturday. So
you
became an esthetician first.
Yes.
Okay. And you just finished.
Yeah, I just finished.
Congratulations.
And I jumped right in here. I had done a lot of research here and was really stoked. And it's been a long time since I've been able to smile and have a really good time and have something to look forward to. And here it is.
Awesome. So how did you hear about National Laser Institute and cosmetic lasers?
Well, the cosmetic lasers, my sister actually put the bug in my ear. She's like, well, I know you want to go beyond, so why don't you consider laser?
Okay,
and
cool,
I was like, okay. So then I kind of just started looking around on the internet.
Checking that,
and the school I was in did offer laser.
Uh-huh.
However, not to the extent that I was wanting to go. Sure. And funny enough, I was on Facebook and an ad popped up and it's like, huh, that's interesting. How did they know I was looking for that sort of thing? So the more I researched you all, I knew this was the place for me.
And you're in the middle of your course right now, right?
I am. I graduate on Tuesday.
Okay, so you've been here for how many days now?
So 9.
And how's your experience been so far?
Amazing. Amazing. I just can't believe the people here. I mean, I would love to work here one day, to be really honest. I love it.
Awesome,
love it.
Awesome. So do you feel like you've found your passion? Do you feel like this could be it for you?
Oh, this is it.
This is
no, it. This is it.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. So what's the most fun for you? Like, what do you say? This is cool. What's turning you on to this business? What's exciting you?
Well, you know, I didn't realize how much I was going to like laser tattoo removal.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. But I haven't hit the fractional 1540 yet. So that might top it.
So have you done the hair removal yet? Done the laser hair removal?
I had 3 days of that first.
And have you done the photofacial skin rejuvenation yet?
I'm in the middle of that.
And have you done like the body contouring, cool sculpting yet?
Or, oh yeah.
And the skin tightening or radio frequency things yet?
I haven't done skin tightening
okay, so
yet.
You're still
but that's this afternoon.
Fun. Well, awesome. And so what's the goal? What's if you're guaranteed to succeed, if you could not fail in this medical aesthetics world, where would you see yourself in 3 to 5 years from today?
In 3 to 5 years, to be really honest, I would like to be teaching.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that would be wonderful. Maybe we'll circle back down the road and see you again. Maybe one day you'll be an employee of National Laser Institute.
Cool. That would be amazing.
That would be full circle, huh?
I would love that.
Well, I sincerely appreciate you sharing your hardships, your stories, because it's tough. It's tough to talk through those things.
Yeah.
But it seems like you're getting through it, and it's making you a stronger person. And I am glad that you were there at the final moments with your dad. I think that was...
Thank you. I appreciate
that. I'm glad that you made it, because I know that's... I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. But I wish you health, happiness, and success in your journey.
I appreciate that.
Most people, I say, I'll see you in a couple years, but I'll see you later today, huh? I'll
yes,
see you in the building,
will.
Right? Thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Louis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.